Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Alapino Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, already unbelievably. Let me just do this a little bit because every day is fucking evil. Every day is an outrage. That's all we're doing. We're just here to report the day's outrage. But today is Wednesday. It's the 27th day of April, 2022. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's getting a little warmer during the days, and what my, you know, it was like 27 when I got up this morning. It doesn't, the really ice cold is getting shorter durations of time. And it's, I don't know what the fuck it's going to do, to tell you the truth. I think the only people that can predict the weather are the ones that are controlling it. And that's just my opinion. So let's see what we're going to get into here. Foreclosure surge, 181% to highest level since March 2020. This is from Real Deal, and we'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, we'll start off with foreclosure surge, 181% to highest level since March 2020. This is from Real Deal. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And don't forget, you know, it's only been a few years back when they had, you know, opened up the loans to people who, you know, didn't even have to have a job. No source of income, and you could go get a loan. They were building another bubble, I think, to pop so that they could get more wealth from the fucking poor people in this country transferred to the fucking 1%, I suppose. That could be the only goddamn explanation. They're doing it to us again, what they did in 2008. They're going to fucking do it. Right to your goddamn face, and they don't give a shit if you like it or not. Well, because you're not doing anything to stop it. Some 8 months after a nationwide moratorium on foreclosures expired, foreclosures filings soared to the highest level since the pandemic began. And I'm sick of hearing about the pandemic. It's a fucking lie. This is all goddamn a setup scam. Man, take the words out. Pandemic is bullshit. There was no fucking pandemic. No more than there was a pandemic back in 2008. They just found a way to fucking to run their fucking scam. To run their money fucking goddamn fraud and try to make it seem like something actually happened to cause it. besides them just flat-ass fucking stealing from us. Last month, 33,333 properties across the United States faced foreclosure, a 181% jump from March 2021 and 29% pop from February, according to the report by the foreclosure tracker ATOM. The first quarter saw 78,271 properties with a foreclosure filing, a 39% from the previous up. Who in the hell did this anyway? Real deal. Come on, a little proofreading here. How would you say? Up 39% from the previous quarter, 132% from last year. Those figures represent the highest number of foreclosures since March 2020, when nearly 47,000 U.S. homes held foreclosure filings, said Rick Shagra, Executive Vice President of Market Intelligence for ATOM. That's ATTOM, and I mean, that's an acronym for some kind of shit. The bottom line here is, people, they're just fucking doing it again. They are fucking taking every goddamn thing you have as they fucking set up a new fucking government. A government, an international fucking goddamn government. Your goddamn treasonous ass they're not our goddamn representatives by any stretch of the imagination. This occupational, this Zionist occupation is sending fucking representatives like they were sending them to fucking Philadelphia back when they created that fucking constitution. It never was. They're just fucking saying it, and it's gonna be in your, and there's not gonna be any goddamn, questioning, the people questioning it. You will do what you're fucking told. No, we won't. We just fucking won't. Okay, March marked the 11th consecutive month in which foreclosures actively posted a year-over-year increase. And, of course, I mean, goddamn, I mean, you're pumping billions of fucking dollars out of here every fucking day, it seems. Billions of dollars. Why fucking our people are fucking living under goddamn freeway pass? I mean, this is the most blatant occupation, fucking theft of a nation to ever exist in all time. A goddamn Neanderthal would have figured this fucking shit out by now and put a stop to it. I mean, this is fucking unbelievable. But they're going to do the same goddamn thing again, and hey, you know what? We're going to get your great-great-great-great-grandchildren get fucking put into bondage this time to pay off the fucking mortgages that we're, I mean, giving to people without jobs. I mean, and then probably all of those would be rated AAA, and they'll be in people's 501 or 50C or whatever 401Ks. So many goddamn numbers, 401Ks, and they'll fucking lose that too. Oh, and of course the regulators, well, they won't go to jail. The thieves won't go to jail. The fucking bankers sure as hell won't go to jail. They're too big to fail. They're too big to jail. Just think about that concept. Too big to fail, too big to jail. Man, once you reach, it reminds me of the end of Kingpin when, what the hell is his name? Ernie, I can't think of the guy's name, the fucking, one of those Jew prick fucking motherfuckers in Hollywood. When he wins the bowling tournament, he's big earns above the law because he won $1 million. I'm above the law. Fucking enough mammon, and you are above. There ain't no law to be above to begin with, but you're part of the club. You know, the club that we're not in, that club that represents just a fucking little tiny handful of son of a bitches that are fucking making our lives a living hell and stealing our country right off and under our fucking feet as we sit there and allow it, because we are allowing it because we do have an option. We have the option of enforcing the fucking absolute, ratified by the people, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. We have that option. And we have the option to use our second article, as our fucking courts have been unlawfully fucking removed by a corporation that can't exist. They can't just fucking create fucking power that fucking violates the law. But that's what they've been doing. And that's what they've been getting away with, just like the asset forfeiture. How many billions and billions are taken every fucking year through asset forfeiture? Anybody that can't see, that's a goddamn blatant violation of the fucking fifth article, and which makes it a violation of the whole goddamn package because the procedural due process is denied. It's just goddamn highwaymen robbing fucking people going down the road. Piracy is what I meant to say. Piracy, only they're privateers because they have a letter of mark from the fucking United States Corporation, which is the fucking Queen's goddamn colony. So that nothing has changed in all these fucking 240 fucking years. It was all a fucking big farce, people. And they offered to fucking, you know, a little bit more to this guy over here if he cut this guy's throat. A little more to this guy over here if he cut this guy's throat. In the meantime, when you take away somebody's fucking rights. I mean, just like when the anti-smoking thing came up. And then they're not allowed to smoke no goddamn more. Well, everybody that didn't smoke. Well, yeah, I'm for that violation of your fucking rights. It's not any unlawful activity, but I'm going to make it fucking unlawful in spite of the fact that you do not get any procedural due process. You're just fucked. You're just getting your right. But when it's somebody else's right, boy, you were jumped on it, didn't you? Jumped on the bandwagon. That'll teach them goddamn smokers, just like this fucking vaccine bullshit. These so-called anti-vaxxers, there's a handful of you son of a bitches, and I know it. You know it. We know it. The bottom line is you're no fucking risk to us. You're going to be too goddamn sick to fight. At any rate, here we go again with the fucking mortgage fraud. I mean, they just did this in 2008. I mean, it used to be, you know, they'd wait. I guess the two depressions were pretty close to fucking together back in the 20s and 30s. I mean, right together, but I mean, this is what we're watching here today, man. I mean, just with this, you know, this 181% increase because they dropped the moratorium that said that they couldn't collect rent. And everybody was fucking getting those checks in the goddamn mail. Oh God, it was wonderful. I don't have to pay fucking rent. Now I'm telling you people, like I told you back then. Now, when you go to rent a fucking place, it's going to be because you were fucking evicted for failure to pay rent. And these motherfuckers are in coalition with one another. They are a goddamn monopoly that they've built around themselves. A goddamn corporate monopoly. If you owe one of them I don't care if it's in another fucking state. You will not rent until you pay what you owe their fucking brethren in the fucking corporation. And you don't get no goddamn due process law. You see, you're under goddamn renter's law that they made up. It was there to protect the renter, don't you know, from these slumlords. And ends up it's fucking there so that you can't fucking do a goddamn thing in a court because your courts have been fucking removed. So when you get your fucking rights trampled on by these goddamn what the hell do they call them, son of a bitches? Capitalists, that's right, capitalists. These capitalists are going to capitalize all over this shit. They're going to get paid. They're going to lose a whole ton of fucking money again. All the foreclosures, and we'll pay off the people that are still working. We'll pay off the money on the fucking houses, and they'll get the houses back again to do the whole same fucking scam. I mean, they ain't even waiting long enough for a person with the memory span of a cabbage to fucking forget it. And here we go again.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and two, I mean, when you look at all that, you know, you got to think that it's ruined their credit. Their credit's ruined. So, you know, I mean, because you go to rent, well, hell, you go to do anything. They check your fucking credit.
You goddamn
and
right.
And these people's credits are shot. So the odds are, more than likely, unless they can get somebody that's willing to co-sign or something,
you can't even co-sign here.
They're not going to be able to get a fucking place.
You can't even co-sign here. They'll end up on the fucking street. Period.
Well, that's right. That's what's going to happen.
Yep. More Americans on the street, and you know they should have never went for it. When they start saying we're going to send you $2,000, no, thank you very much. Don't send me nothing because there is nothing that you get for nothing. There is a price tag.
And then at the same time, Henry, you know, they planned all this bullshit because, you know, look at all the people that they couldn't go to work. I mean, this was set up for failure.
It was a con.
Fraud.
Like you see on TV, you know, like the con men, they set up the con. This one's doing this and that. This one's doing that. And they set up the con for a fucking cash payout. And that's what they've set up the con. They're going to do again exactly what they did in 2008. And I don't know what the hell we got left to give them. I truly don't.
Mm-mm.
It seems they have it all. Anyway. March marked the 11th consecutive month in which foreclosures actively posted a year-over-year increase. Not only did foreclosures activity hit a peak, the time it took to properties to foreclose, remember the automatic foreclosures? It was just running through a fucking computer. Was that due process of the law? Did you get your due process of the law before your fucking property was foreclosed on? You sure as hell did not. It was done by a goddamn computer. And that's the way they want this whole goddamn country to run, on fucking computers. Where there is no, you can't reason with the fucking computer. Let's say that you were tied up to a fucking post and kidnapped and couldn't pay your fucking rent. That doesn't figure into the equation. The computer just shows you didn't do it. So it's cold. It's fucking goddamn arbitrary. It's capricious. And it's fucking unlawful. The very idea that every goddamn person in this country that wants a fucking home can't have one is fucking bullshit. We're the richest country on planet Earth, but they've just fucking homogenized us by this goddamn multiculturalism to the point where, at some point you're going to reach where you have more people in here that have never heard of even the fucking phony Constitution, let alone the fucking Bill of Rights. And I mean, they'll expect, well, we get better fucking, what was it? One Cuban said, I seen it on TV, that America is fucking communism with food. You get better food up here. Some people do. You can even get a motel room if you're not an American national. If you're an American national, matter, you fuck you. Just fuck you. That's why it should be fucking American national. I don't see why you're not picking up your fucking guns and saying fuck you right back. Give it up. But then you are seeing fucking people, in the cities, it may be L.A. gangs. But I don't really give a shit. The goddamn 1% should be fucking afraid. It's like Marie Antoinette out fucking with the diamonds hanging around her neck. You know what she said when, they're telling you, that we really kind of watch these diamond shipments we're having come in every month. I mean, necklaces, just outrageous. They told her, we got to cut back on the purchasing of fucking diamond necklaces for you because the people are starting to get fucking restless. Why? Because they're starving to death and you're out there flaunting your fucking new necklaces every fucking month. It's going to happen. We fucking outnumber you stupid son of a bitches, and you stupid son of a bitches just think that goddamn money is power. Money is power. You can buy balls. But I mean, when somebody's talking about their fucking lives, and I mean, there comes a point where and the people have stood up and the people are taking those fucking lives, it's going to be no, it ain't worth no goddamn paycheck. I mean, what's your life worth to you? $100,000? What's your fucking life worth to you? $1 million? $1 billion? There's no fucking price you can put on life. There are people that fucking are trillionaires. And when that day comes, when they're going under, they would give it all up for one fucking more day of life. Because life is something you can't fucking buy. You can prolong it by being fucking filthy rich and fucking being taken care of like that fat little bitch over there on the fucking throne. You can have a long life. I mean, the statistics, they showed them one time, of course. That's how they do anything that fucking involves us. But they've shown that the poor people in this country, our life expectancy is dropping. It's dropping, and it's dropping fast as the fucking top 15%, their life expectancies are going up. I wonder if they're getting the saline in their shots. But, I see it around me. The fucking people dying left and right. Just people in their 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, actually. Some in their goddamn 30s. Heart attacks and shit. And everybody has an excuse. Well, they must be doing dope. They must be doing, God damn it. This wasn't happening 3 years ago before you came out with that fucking shot. People weren't dropping like fucking flies all around me, and I'm watching it. I think it could be your fucking shot for that, your goddamn, biological kill agent. which is what it is. It's not a vaccine because there's nothing to vaccinate against because there is no such thing as COVID-19. There never has been, never will be. It's like we were talking earlier. This is just a goddamn con. This is a con to cover another fucking, God, what, another 20 trillion? Do you think these rich motherfuckers who since 2008 with the derivatives bubble have made record profits all the way down the line, when fucking Trump came into office, he gave them 3.2 trillion, fucking just handed it to him. You talk about a giveaway. Oh man. And you know, they were fucking, you know, talking about, well, 2,000, that's a lot. You're going to get $2,000. And we told you that $2,000 wouldn't be worth shit by the time it hit your fucking hand. How many of you out there did that $2,000 cover just fucking the inflation and gas prices that rose last year or the year before? None. In fact, it didn't half make up for it. It was just a fucking goddamn gimmick. It was a gimmick. So you sit there and go, I got $2,000. While these son of a bitches are getting billions of fucking dollars, just like they are right now in the Ukraine. That goddamn money, bullshit that they're fucking building shit that fast and bringing it to the Ukraine. They're talking, we're at war. No, we're not. There is no Congress to declare a war, and we, the people, refuse it. I refuse it. I'm an American national. I'm the sovereign of this fucking country, and I say no. I am not at war with Russia. It ain't none of my goddamn business what goes on in that goddamn fucking whore's den over there in the fucking Ukraine. The more you find out about that fucking place, the dirtier you find out it is. That's why the goddamn Biden family decided to put their fucking cartel, their criminal cartel, and base it in the Ukraine. And now that they've got the fucking top goddamn CEO position in the fucking aristocratic goddamn government here, this god, I mean government, it's a fucking goddamn corporation. Now that they got the controls of the, at the corporation, man, all of a sudden Ukraine, this fucking place that nobody even heard about or give a shit about, is sitting right in the middle of our fucking laps. You American people need to save the Ukraine. Well, fuck the Ukraine. We need to save our own people. That's what I think anyway. On a statewide level, California reported the highest number of foreclosure starts for the first time in 3 months. It may be in 3 months, for the first 3 months of 2022 at 5,378. Florida and Texas took second and third place with 4,707 and 4,649 starts respectively. Among major metros, Chicago saw the greatest jump in new filings during the first quarter of 2022 with 3,101 homes in foreclosure. New York City was close behind with 2,580 starts, despite a statewide foreclosure moratorium that expired January of this year. The bottom line is, people, what did I tell you that Rothschild said they were going to do with their $23 trillion war chest? International fucking goddamn economic collapse. Tell me you can't see it's on purpose. I mean, you, like I said, a Neanderthal could see what's going on here. This is being done purposely. Everything's, our lives are going to hell. At the same time our lives are going to hell, the top fucking 15%, goddamn man, it's raining fucking, I mean, it's happy days are here against raining gold nuggets on them, isn't it? Or am I missing something here? Is it bad times for them? Or bad times for the 99 fucking percent of fucking goddamn goyim? The people that fucking won this land, and the people that always go to death for the goddamn fucking country. They're the ones, fuck you. Well, you know what? Fucking, we can shoot those fucking guns at you too, you son of a bitches. My dad used to say, man, he told me that many times. I know, you know, it wasn't nothing like it is today. Of course it wasn't. But he said, we fought the world and we're going to have to do it again. He made that clear, very clear to us growing up. And he knew exactly what the fuck he was talking about, because here we fucking are. And they're talking about United Nations is going to start making goddamn legislation that you're going to follow. Under what law? Well, under the 14th Amendment, we're going to... Oh, do you mean that 14th Amendment that cannot be? That is a violation of the 9th Article of the People's fucking law? The people's ratified by the people. Our fucking jurisdictional authority is absolute over this goddamn country. But we have to have the goddamn moxie to fucking stand up and to these bastards and put bullets in their fucking... Only thing, I know you want to... Everybody's got to be another way. It's got to be another... There isn't any other way. The only thing that will stop these motherfuckers is a bullet because they hire their balls. They see that you're going to come at them any other way. They fucking just, they hire enough balls to go out there. Oh, you, and you'll see like, you know, 2,000 people showed up for a protest. God damn it, people. We can fill 2 million and not for a protest, for a fucking armed fucking, we're coming to town and taking over. We're bringing more people to this fucking goddamn place than fucking live there. I think we're going to be in fucking control when we get there. And you want to fucking fight us? That's what we come for. We didn't come to fucking show off our fucking weaponry and show off our fucking fancy goddamn web gear. We came here to fucking put holes in people or else get our goddamn fucking law enforced. You will fucking obey the law or you will face the fucking consequences. We goddamn the day we can't fill 2 million, Jesus Christ almighty, people. You know, they did have 2 million at one time. I can't remember what it was. It was some guy. It was like some one of those fucking things where the Tea Party was being turned into the Republican Party kind of thing. And the fucking Koch brothers bust them in and they got 2 million people there. 2 million fucking people ain't shit. But it's a hell of a, man, you talk about like an invasion force. Oh, man, 2 million soldiers, man. You're talking $1 million soldiers. I mean, it's... That's, I mean, $1 million per fucking soldier. But God damn it, a man with a gun in his hand, with the fucking sense and the fucking skill to use the son of a bitch. If fucking 2 million people showed up somewhere like, you know, fucking, I won't even say Washington. Washington, D.C. is not a strategic area. That's why they're operating out. That's why they did it where, you know, put it where they did. It'd have to be something, someplace fucking real. Something like the ports. How about out of our fucking 300 million, because we're probably getting close to a couple hundred million goddamn fucking foreigners in here by now. And I'm not shitting you one bit. But out of our fucking 230, 40 million, whatever we got here that are American nationals and we have a fucking, this country belongs to us. What if fucking just 10 million of us, just 10 million of us fucking just went to the fucking border and said, get the fuck out. Stand down, Border Patrol. You're all fired. Stand down or we'll fucking waste your ass. You want to start a fucking war? We brought fucking 10 million people down here. You want to fight an army of 10? You think about a 10 million man army. I mean, even if, and not to mention when they go for the military, they got to go for the NATO fucking military. They got to go for the United Nations military because it ain't our fucking military, but there are people that are in it. See what's happening. They see that they're trying to fucking take our sovereignty away from us. They're trying to take our rights from us. They're trying to take our liberty and our property away from us. And then when that guy takes off in that fucking jet, unless it's fucking remote controlled, he chooses where that fucking bomb drops. And if all of us are in it together, the whole goddamn mechanism belongs to us. We bought and paid for it. We just go fucking take control of it. Put goddamn American nationals in the cockpits. And at the helms of the goddamn ships, and we fucking turn on these motherfuckers and crush them. See, once that United Nations gets put in place, I guess they're going to be in control of our nuclear arsenal too, huh? A goddamn thing over a fucking phony-ass fucking never-existed fucking disease, a pandemic that never existed. They're trying to seize this kind of fucking power. You better wake up, people. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
you want to do. I get the feeling more and more now I've been made the fool. And take you wrong, they call your name, say you don't even try. Back in the swamp, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. And I don't remember what it is they done to me. Since I was a boy, I've seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can work your life away, never be a mess. Too many mornings.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Hogjaw with Swamp. God damn the working man. You fucking want a slave, you dirty sons of bitches. Schumer says the only way, quote, the only way to reduce inflation is to raise taxes on Americans. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, on Tuesday said the only way to reduce inflation caused by Joe Biden and Democrats is to raise taxes on Americans. Now, see, this is when you get into the fucking bullshit of it all. Senators Schumer and Mnuchin discussed a new tax hike and deficit reduction bill as a way to combat inflation. Now, see, the goddamn filthy rich, the 1%, have raked it in, people. They have added goddamn hundreds of feet to their piles of fucking gold. While we have fucking seen our fucking lives turn to fucking shit. Bloomberg reported, Senator Joe Manchin and said Tuesday he discussed a tax increase and deficit reduction bill with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Go back to your fucking country, fucking Schumer. Get the fuck out of mine, you fucking kike. As a way to reduce soaring inflation, the West Virginia Democrat said he is open to using the fast-track budget process to bypass Republicans and ram corporate and individual tax increases through the Senate, given that the GOP wants to, quote, keep things the way they are. Oh, there'll be goddamn compromises, all right. And I'll tell you who's going to end up paying the fucking tax. Like I said, I don't know what the fuck they think we have left. But it's going to be the fucking 99% are going to fucking, if they raise the corporate tax fucking 2% from what it is and then fucking hit the fucking rest of us with the fucking, the bills, still look at the money they've made. They made record profits from 2008 to date. And we're given $3.2 trillion and we're allowed to bring trillions from offshore accounts that they made from our resources being manufactured in other countries that we paid to move the fucking factories over to fucking China. Jesus Christ, what will we take? GOP wants to keep things the way they are in the tax code. Mnuchin said that it would make sense to include cuts to prescription drug costs in the package. Oh, man, no, we can't hurt the fucking pharmaceuticals. I mean, so the pharmaceuticals made fucking $190 billion. We're going to do $1 billion goddamn, we're going to put a $1 billion tax on them to knock the price down on your prescription. So they only made $189 billion fucking dollars. They think we're too goddamn stupid to do math. But this is what it will be. As they're fucking building, I mean, they right now are fucking constructing a fucking, just like they did with the fucking federal government. No fucking authorization from we the people. No fucking goddamn consent from we the people. These goddamn treasonous pieces of shit are going to foreign fucking places and making a foreign fucking government to fucking rule over we the people in violation of our fucking law, one at the barrel of a gun. So I guess it will have to be one at the barrel of a gun again. Beat these bastards down. There's not very many of them. They just stick together because sticking together has got them on fucking top. We don't have to be collectives to fight these bastards. We don't have to be communists. We don't have to be fascists. We just have to be fucking Americans, individual free sovereign Americans who are not going to fucking take it as individuals. And then we are the mightiest force on this goddamn planet. We all have to come together. What are we going to, how can we, there has to be a common fucking issue. Let's make it our fucking law. What do you think? I mean, that was what the goddamn conflict of 1775 at fucking Concord, that's what it was fucking started over, was rights. And we've read the goddamn making of the Bill of Rights, and they talked about, oh yeah, they had a Bill of Rights in the colonies, but nobody really recognized them, which is really what they're fucking doing right now. Only the fucking mechanisms are there to force it. And it's not only our right, it is our duty to fucking force it, people. If you don't, may your grandchildren piss in your goddamn face on your grave, dig you up, open your coffin, and piss right in your cowardly fucking face. And all you that fucking would sell my goddamn rights so that you could capitalize on this fucking misery, may you burn in the ninth circuit of hell, you treasonous traitor motherfuckers. Which would need the support of all 50 Democrats. We talked about the tax code and doing something to combat inflation. Well, I wonder why we have inflation. $800 billion. We're going to send another $800 million, another billion here. Yeah, we're going to send another billion. Wait a minute. We haven't seen this go through any goddamn kind of voting or what the fuck. You just discovered this coming out of your pocket? Biden cartel's pocket? No, it's going into it. They are just fucking writing goddamn grant checks. See, that grant system replaced the fucking goddamn the Constitution that never was. It was supposed to be allocations by Congress. Only Congress could allocate money. Remember, they were going to have the purse strings. What if the people would have had the purse strings all this fucking time? Do you think we'd be in this goddamn mess? Or do you think we'd be living the life of Riley? Because I think it's the latter. But they, you know, it's supposed to be their Congress. That's your representatives. I tell you what, you cannot, one person cannot represent fucking the view of fucking 1,000. He can't represent the view of another person. No two of us are alike. I mean, he could come out and be for something that one thing that you're for, but he'll be everything else on the goddamn thing will be to hurt you. But you jump on those fucking parties. Man, you want somebody else. You want to be in that goddamn sheep herd. It's made you feel safe all these years, and you don't understand that goddamn what you could have had. I mean, if you need a private fucking security, goddamn, you could have had one out of hell with the goddamn money that's been stolen from you. Not money. I don't want to say money. Wealth. You live in the wealthiest country on planet Earth. This is our fucking country. And by God, either we fight for it or we lose it. I'm not kidding you guys. I will die free, and I will not die a fucking subject of this goddamn corporation. Never. But it has to be each person, and the fucking thing is, it's so hard for us to all get on that one single page that will save us because of greed. It is worship of fucking mammon. And it's goddamn a lot of fucking people calling themselves Christians that do fucking worship fucking mammon. They put it above fucking goddamn rights. Oh, I'll put it above the rights of that black person over there. Because I don't care if his family's been here since since the beginning of the country. I don't care if they were here when the goddamn war fucking ended and, for the revolution that never was. Goddamn. Hard to talk about. The uprising that was fucking hijacked. I don't care if he was here. Fuck him. We just take all the rights of these people. As they take rights, you take their goddamn wealth away from them. The wealth, if this country belonged to we, the fucking people, the wealth should have went to we, the fucking people, don't you think? Not just to a fucking handful of fucking aristocrats who had already claimed powers they couldn't have, which we had to put the nicks on in December 15, 1791 through the fucking Bill of Rights. But we have to enforce that law, people. You cannot chain somebody if you ain't got somebody there to fucking put the lock on and turn the key, can you? It's on us. We allowed it. I cannot believe we allowed this shit. I mean, when I was young, man, I mean, I'm 60 now, I guess, but fucking when I was 18, 20 years old, they tried this fucking kind of shit, you know, this draconian push you around. They get fists and bullets. Plain and fucking simple. They'd fucking heads would float down the river. They did. To combat inflation. He is just as concerned about inflation as I am. Oh, I'm sure Mnuchin, that you're as concerned about inflation as I am. you phony son of a bitch. $5 a gallon gas, you don't even fucking notice it. It's all, besides, we give you the fucking goddamn company credit card, don't we? We pay for your fucking gas, don't we, prick? We pay for your fucking food. We pay for your fucking housing and give you a ton of fucking money for fucking us. Plain and simple. That's your job, is fucking us. You represent nobody. And anybody that says Mnuchin represents him, you're a goddamn fool. The stupidest of stupid. Mnuchin said, leaving Schumer's office. Some Democrats, however, remain skeptical that the party can reach a deal. See, maybe we could reach a deal. Where, you know, okay, so, you know, we're going to cut the corporate tax. So we'll let you cut the corporate tax, but then you're going to give us a big fucking corporate goodie worth three times what the fucking cut is. And you're going to take it from the poor son of a bitches in the 99%. It's where it all has come from always. This corporate fucking welfare. That's what capitalism is. Corporate fucking welfare. It is not a free enterprise system with a fucking means of exchange without debt. And again, that's why you own nothing. You can say you own it. You can fucking say, show me your fucking goddamn deed and your paper. I really don't give a monk's fuck. You don't own shit. You can't own shit unless you can pay for it. You can make a deal for something. That's got, I want that a new car right there. How much is it? Oh, it's fucking $100,000 these days. You know, in the 1960s, a goddamn Corvette cost like $3,000 or $4,000. This is how devaluated. They try to tell you, oh, the money's dropped in value. The money ain't worth shit. And getting worth less every day. But in the same instance, man, you know, they can say, yeah, okay, so I'll sell you this car for $3,000. That you hand them $3,000 of what? Debt. You cannot, you make a debt when you say, I'll buy it. Okay, I owe you fucking $3,000. I'm going to pay it to you. Here it is. No, that's debt. It takes goddamn currency without debt to discharge debt. That's why this whole country has been running in the red. The richest country on planet Earth has been running in the red as soon as they could put it in the fucking red. I mean, Hancock, right off the fucking bat, we need to get bank loans around the world. We establish a line of credit. Why? You're living on the richest piece of real estate on the fucking planet. You have managed to fucking goddamn put enough together to fucking beat the largest army on the fucking planet off your fucking goddamn property, and you need a line of credit? Well, that's so that the goddamn Masonic son of a bitch and dirty church cabal could fucking take right back control. Just like that first Congress fucking voting in the Attorney General. We decide there's going to be an Attorney General with judicial authority over every American. No, motherfucker. That is not freedom. That's just a different goddamn monarch fucking ruling over you, isn't it? That's why it was nixed in December 15, 1791. That's why that was nixed. You're not going to have judicial control over every American. You're going to have no fucking control over American nationals in their individual capacity. You're not going to tax us. You're not going to take anything from us because we've made it through this document. The only way that anything can be taken from us is by an individual through an individual filing. They can't file as a goddamn officer of the goddamn fucking government in the fiduciary. You can't file as governor bullshit. You have to just be John bullshit, and you stand on an even keel with me, and I show that you're just trying to fucking steal from me, your fucking ass goes to the gallows, or I take everything you fucking own. That's the way it was meant to be. That's why that Bill of Rights was put in fucking place. It was the only way to secure the freedom of the people who had won it. Schumer, huh? Where were we here? Okay. We were down to the, speaking to reporters, Schumer said getting rid of Trump's tax cuts is the only way to combat inflation. Then you're not going to get rid of Trump's tax cuts. They're for the fucking filthy fucking rich. Now see, when we had, you're supposed to have three branches of government. However, that representative branch got divided up into two fucking groups, didn't it? And the Senate, which is just a handful, represent and have always represented the aristocracy in this country. They've always had the power to nix anything that fucking gave fucking to the gave equality in the fucking even playing field so that the people, I mean, just like our goddamn right to have a fucking debt-free currency, it was written right there. They fucking wrote it and they fucking ratified it with their representatives, not our representatives, the representatives of the aristocracy. They sent their fucking lapdogs there to fucking ratify it because we're going to fucking protect it. We're going to protect your wealth. What belongs to you. No, it don't. Anybody sitting in their house right now, if you're not a part of the 1%, if you're not a part of that fucking ruling class, if you ain't in the club, you don't own jack shit. You don't own the clothes you wear. You don't own your own being unless you know who you are and know how to assert that being and are willing to fucking use a gun to do it. That's what you got to do to be call yourself a free man. And oh goddamn, when it came out, you know, free man movement, free man, well, that was made a dirty word. Free man means that you're not beholden to any, you're free. What a terrible fucking thing. It's like when somebody like, God, what the hell was his name? They're at Mount Carmel. Oh man, how could I forget his name? Koresh, David Koresh. I dare you, stand up and say you're Jesus Christ, man. They'll fucking do to you what they did to the original, wouldn't they? You're fucking dead. No, there ain't no such thing. I mean, all these believers, all of these people, and when they come to get you to vote and to get you to pretend to vote, because you're not voting for shit. The person who owns your goddamn straw man corporation doesn't like your vote, he fucking changes it. You got that? And he fucking, under the FCC, he can do that, but under the ninth article, he can't. Under the law of this goddamn land, he can't. You're supposed to shoot him if he does. And anyway, like I said, fucking, I mean, to step up and fucking, I mean, say that you're Jesus Christ, I mean, then these people, these goddamn, oh, they're so religious. Because, man, for so long, the moral majority of idiots in this country fucking drove us into the goddamn ground. But they were rewarded. They were dumb enough to believe the shit, so they were fucking rewarded for their stupidity. And anybody who went against the stupidity and called it out for the stupidity it was punished. So we've got what we have today. I'm to the point to where they're telling you. We're a corporation. I'm Walmart. I rule your fucking life, motherfucker. How do I rule it? Through the God Mammon. Now you got a God that you ain't going to deny. And all of them, when they were running, God bless you. God bless America. Then go into the back room and do something freaky with each other. Or to a little child. We live in a country we put up with pedophilia. Pedophile rings like cannot be imagined. And call ourselves fucking goddamn decent people. That's where the fucking, that's why morality has to fucking go. Once you get rid of morality, I mean, like I said, when I was growing up, your reputation was every fucking thing. You got a reputation as a ripoff, a thief, or something like, nobody wanted anything to fucking do with you. You were shunned. Nobody do business with you. Nobody wanted to, just stay the fuck away from me, you fucking rip off fucking screwer. Now, these days, he fucked you, way to go, dude. You fucked that guy out of his fucking, you fucked him out of $2,000 in one fucking deal. Nice, man, you screwed him hard. Man, you're my hero. That's what your morality is these days. Maybe that's why the people ain't got no fucking guts. Maybe you fucking admire. Maybe you want to be one of the, what the hell are them son of a bitches called? Capitalist fucking screwers. You want to screw harder than the next guy. You want to screw that guy in the ass. It's the next step up the ladder and go right past him to the next one, don't you? Instead of fucking putting this country back like it's supposed to be on an even playing field, you fucking would lose. You know you would. We don't have the best and the brightest. The fucking tree's dead at the top. And the tree dies from the top down, and we're fucking about to the fucking roots, people. So anyway, let's raise some tax. I wonder who they're going to raise taxes. You think they're going to raise? If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do so is to undo a lot of the tax Trump cuts and raise taxes. But they're not just. That's what they'll fucking put as their goddamn on their battle flag. But when it's just like, you know, the fucking Clinton being charged for selling our guidance systems to fucking China. That's what was put on the fucking selling card. But in the end, what did you get? Oh, an impeachment for playing hide the cigar with Monica Lewinsky? Or just like fucking Trump? I'm going to get rid of every one of them. He looked you right in the fucking eye and he lied to you. And still these fucking people go, I mean, they fucking worship that son of a bitch. You worship a screwing ass liar, don't you? Isn't that the fact? I mean, can you deny it? That he's a screwing ass liar that has fucking violated our fucking highest law in the land with his bump stock fucking goddamn royal decree? In violation of our second article, the people's fucking jurisdiction? With his red flag fucking laws at the federal level? He hasn't fucking, he didn't fuck you there. He didn't violate the fucking law. He didn't screw you. He didn't lie to you. And did he put them all back? Did he make them all go back? Hell no, he didn't, because he knew that those communist courts, that his cohorts that are playing the goddamn controlled, who are the controlled opposition, already had the goddamn communist fucking unlawful fucking star chamber judges in place as soon as you, I tried. No, you didn't try, or you'd had that fucking judge arrested for not following the fucking law, you son of a bitch. How stupid do you think we are? From the get-go, if it was anything he said was the truth, he could have done it. But as soon as he was fucking inaugurated as fucking the president, he was went right over and signed the goddamn War Powers fucking Act and became the goddamn monarch. The corporate fucking monarch. And he fucking loved it. I want to know how much money the son of a bitch made in those 4 years. And there's people out there, Trump's coming back with Trump. Trump, you mean that screwer, that liar? That person who lied right to your fucking face, you're good. And it's the Christian area as I see this. Anybody want to know where Jesus lives? I know where the signs are that go right to his fucking house. He ain't lost. You are. But the bottom line is, people, for so many years, people went out and played this fucking game. If you said God, all you had to do is say, God bless you. And now, God, you were a good Christian man. You would never do nothing sleazy, dirty, rotten, like every president. Every fucking one of them. It's like I'm sorry about that, brother. But it's like he said the other day. Why can't I think of his name? Anyway, he said, there's never been an honest election. And there hasn't never been an honest election. There's never been an honest fucking goddamn apparatus in place to have an honest election. For each man would have to represent this whole fucking, they've talked about it, mob rule and democracy. But you yell democracy, you same son of a bitch as you calling yourself Republicans and conservatives. You yell democracy as loud as anybody. We don't want fucking democracy. We want individual fucking authority. And as individuals, I will fucking represent me. And if you have to satisfy every fucking body to get to be at the highest position, and see these positions, they don't pay nothing to what the fuckers steal. While they're in office, man, they might be getting paid, I don't know, 250, 300, probably 400 or 500 grand by now, but it won't even fucking matter. The money's worthless. But they make 10 times that in fucking kickbacks, or like the Clinton Foundation, which was for a fucking library in fucking Arkansas, goes international, is taking goddamn international money by the billions of fucking dollars, selling our fucking uranium to the Russians, and it's just... No reasonable prosecutor would fucking call a grand jury to have her convicted. No, they just wouldn't do it. Why? Because you're fucking one of them. It's just like you're finally reached the point to you've committed so much fucking crime in the fucking admiralty that people like Nancy Pelosi are starting to talk about their sovereign immunities. I have sovereign immunities, and she sure as hell does. She has the right to that goddamn common law court. But if there was a common law court, if she and her cohorts hadn't got rid of the common law courts, she'd be hung in about 5 fucking minutes in it. But, I mean, they're starting to shout it because they've become so fucking corrupt. It cannot be denied anymore. They're fucking, it is the international corporate mafia, and it is up to us to fucking stop it. If they, we don't, our fucking, we're destroyed. Everything that this country has ever, any good that's ever come from this country, forget about it. It's wiped off the slate. It never existed. Why? Because we fucking allowed it. Anyway, that's enough for me. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And just remember, people, we fucking allowed every fucking bit of it. We didn't have to. We could have took a stand anywhere along the fucking line and shut their asses down. But we didn't fucking do it. Why?
They're going to tax the people that work for a living every day.
You goddamn right they are. That's who they fucking represent. There's my brother. I got my a brain fart. I can't remember your name. Anyways,
Hubert.
Hubert. God damn it, Hubert. Yeah, Hubert's the one who said there's never been a goddamn honest election in this country, and there has not. I mean, you watch the old films about it, like we want the gangs of New York. They made a really nice fucking movie about it. But that's how it's been from the fucking get-go, people. Never a fucking one man, one vote, $1 fucking contribution. You did that, you could come close if you had enough people monitored, but I get to watch, the secret, you know, we gotta have the secrecy or people won't vote the way they want to. No, I don't want secrecy. If there ever is a real fucking vote, if there ever is a chance for it, I'll stand up and shout it at the fucking goddamn moon what my fucking vote is, because I want to make goddamn sure my vote's counted. If it's a secret fucking ballot, then the goddamn it's open to manipulation. That's why you would have a secret ballot, isn't it? Are you ashamed of what you voted for? Are you ashamed of what you support? I'm not. Like I said, if there's ever a fucking honest vote, I will fucking tell anybody that wants to know what I fucking voted. But there's not going to be until we put this goddamn shit back aright that we have allowed to fucking occur over this goddamn 140-some years. We'll see you tomorrow, and that is the word from the trenches. Have a good evening, Hubert.